The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
On the Soapbox at 6 today, Sive O'Neill, a senior climate advisor to Friends of the Earth and the spokesperson for the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition. Sive, you're welcome to the show and it's good to talk to you again. People like myself get very excited by this stories about who's a new junior minister or super junior minister and what expanded portfolio they might have. Most people listening, I suspect, care nothing for that. They might care about big picture things, big ticket items like climate change. And you think more people actually care about it and it's a policy priority to them. Is that the contention?
Yes, I think if you were to just look at social media, Twitter, X now, and TikTok more recently, you'd think that there was an awful lot of division in Irish society about issues like climate change and immigration. And whenever somebody like me or organisations like Friends of the Earth posts on social media, you see a huge number of people trolling ridiculous climate denying rubbish in response. It's really common. It's almost normal. We expect it now, including the abuse that lots of activists get. But it's really interesting to look at what the actual opinion poll data tells us.
Okay.
Now, there's a number of organisations in Ireland that poll. We obviously have the Irish Times. They poll with the MRBI and Ipsos. You have Red Sea for the Business Post and Ireland Thinks and also the EPA. Now, each of these organisations have done extensive opinion polling in the last couple of years. And some of them have done it repeatedly so they can track changes over time. Now, obviously, the media is interested in finding out about, you know, who's likely to capture the public vote in election time. But the polls also capture what issues voters care about. And every single one of those polls, depending on the questions, are slightly different the way they go about it, show that the vast majority of Irish voters care deeply about climate change. They trust the climate science. For example, the poll that Ireland Thinks did back in 2022 found that 84% of the people they surveyed thought that climate change was either a significant or a big problem or an enormous problem. So there are people, 10% of the people they surveyed thought that climate change was an enormous problem. And there's actually a core group of voters, somewhere between 10 and 20%, depending on how you go about the polls, who think that it's the number one issue of concern. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to translate into particular electoral outcomes, but what it does tell you is that the way that the division over climate policies is played out in the media sometimes, and certainly on social media platforms, is completely unrepresentative of public opinion. So the vast majority of people support climate action. A significant majority of 54% by Ireland Thinks believe that the government isn't doing enough on the climate crisis.
Yeah.
Now, that was after the introduction of a new climate law and lots of policies started to come through. People are still saying that's not enough. We need more. We need more action. It needs to be fairer and it needs to happen faster.
And what do those, and actually, and not to get too engaged in navel gazing, but I think you're right about the media. I think one of the kind of the traps sometimes the media falls into is allowing social media be the tail that wags the dog and kind of taking the lead from that division in terms of debate. And I think it's slowly people are cottoning on to the fact that it is not reality, particularly the Twitterverse. But what's the support level then in terms of kind of individual measures? Because sometimes that's what people say, that kind of broadly people will say, absolutely, I'm all for it, believe the science, we need to do something. Do you want diesel and petrol to be more expensive? Do you want your electricity to be more, whatever it happens to be, to say, oh God, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Many of these opinion polls have tested policies. So let's look at the EPA one, for example. This is a really extensive piece of research they've done with Yale Climate Connects, and it's an ongoing project. So in the first series of reports, they found that 95% of the respondents support a shift to clean, renewable energy. So there's a, as close to a consensus in the Irish population. So what that means is that when politicians are going out, knocking on doors, saying, I'll block that wind farm for you, I'll block that solar farm, they're not actually representing the vast majority of the voters in their own constituency, in all likelihood. So sometimes the objectors, the people who have grievances, the people who are ignorant about the issue, and I say that in the sense of people who are pushing out stuff and they're not looking for the correct information in advance, They're not representative. So another example would be there's 95% support in the EPA data for investment in public transport and active travel. So politicians that are kind of putting out leaflets. I got one myself the other day from a local councillor running again saying, who's going to use these cycle lanes? Why are we spending all this money on cycle lanes? Obviously not listening to any of the information that's being presented by the local authority active travel teams. 95% support for that and 90% support for workers, supports for workers that are affected by the energy transition. So people want fairness and in the way these policies are put out. So in fact, Friends of the Earth did its own polling. And some of the issues that we tested at the time were less popular because we were trying to kind of push out the boundaries. People tend to be a little bit nervous about bans. So if you propose like a ban on something, people are like, oh, people I don't like the sound of
people
that.
People like carrots and not sticks.
They do.
But not to be facetious, I mean, that's what investment cycle, that's a carrot. It's an amenity for your local community. Like investing in just transition by helping people to retrade, that's a carrot as well. Bans are sticks. People don't like a ban.
Well, it's true. I mean, the reality is that when it comes to all of these issues, whether you're talking about agriculture or transport and the use of public space and the energy system, we're talking about having to make really quite enormous changes very fast. So it's understandable that there is a degree of reluctance and caution and people are concerned that they'll be losers. So the job of the government and the job of every political party that's going to stand before the public in the next elections coming up in June, we have local and European, and then followed by a general election, is to explain to the public how they are going to deliver these policies in a way that is fair. Fair and fast, because if we don't do that, we'll be failing everybody. Mm. But what I'm interested in is, well, if you look at the polls recently in terms of looking at how the parties are going to do in the elections.
I was about to ask that, without getting too party political. Yeah. I mean, what you've said up to now would suggest the Green Party are going to romp home in the next general election.
Yeah, well, you see,
majority government.
You could look at the green vote as being a proxy for support for all those policies. But what's interesting is that underestimates the support amongst voters for all the parties for these. So there are a number of parties where the voters don't really tend to support climate action. They tend to be supporters of AIM2 and independent candidates. But across the board, people who support centre parties and parties on the left of the spectrum, from the Greens to the Labour Party, Soc Dems and the People Before Profit, there's really very high levels of support for, you know, really quite strong climate action. And but it's interesting to see the support there for those policies among Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil voters, particularly Fine Gael. So what we're looking at coming up to the next European elections, if you know, looking at European-wide polls and also polls in Ireland, is the possibility of more independent and more right-wing candidates. And that's partly because of the way certain issues have been put out into the social media discourse that, you know, immigration is a crisis and we're going to have to do something about that. And
the great trans threat, you know what I mean? They're looming around every corner.
This is it.
People have never met somebody who's trans in their life, terrified of them.
It's scaremongering, it's fearmongering, it's sowing division. It's not based on any evidence. It's not reflecting the values and ideals that are clearly coming out in all the other opinion polls. And many of these candidates can't even say which political group they'd even join if they were elected to the European Parliament. So they're not even tying themselves to a particular political group. So I think we have to be very sceptical of candidates and parties that are promising the public, you know, less climate action, because in fact they are going to depart from the vote instead of actually living up to the electoral promise that they make.
Sive O'Neill, who is the Senior Climate Advisor to Friends of the Earth and a spokesperson for the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition. Sive, thanks a million. Great to talk to you as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.